Homeless people in Boise face many challenges, including where to sleep, where to find food, and how to get around. But one homeless advocate found that one of the biggest challenges of being homeless is proving who you are. Getting a legal photo ID if you don't have one can be almost impossible. Jody Peterson is the co-director of the Interfaith Sanctuary Shelter. She ran into this problem while trying to help a homeless man nicknamed Bodie. He lived for a time at Cooper Court, the makeshift homeless encampment that sprang up in downtown Boise in 2015. He asked Peterson to help get him a legal ID, a necessary first step to getting everything from benefits to housing. Peterson will tell Bodie's story to a TEDx Boise audience on Saturday. TEDx is a local version of a TED Talk event. But first, she sat down with our Samantha Wright to give us a preview.
Without an ID, you can't apply for a job. You can't apply for an apartment. You can't apply for food stamps. You literally can't connect to anything. And so I didn't know about these challenges until I started working with some of the people in Cooper Court. And one of these guys I got to be very close with, and he finally asked if I would help him get his birth certificate. Apparently, he hadn't had any identification for 14 years.
14 years?
14 years out on the street, untreated post-traumatic stress syndrome and other issues for sure. And he had tried and failed many times, and he said no one believed him. And I believed him, and I said I would absolutely help him, and I confidently thought that I would do that in a day, and it turned into 4.5 months of navigating a system that is so full of barriers. It was crazy.
So why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to get an ID?
The problems really came about after 9/11. The identification process changed to create more safety. And with those changes, thousands and thousands of people in the United States do not have identification because you actually need a photo ID to get a photo ID. And you need a photo ID to get your birth certificate application accepted. And you need a photo ID to get your medical records to prove who you are. So it's like this vicious circle of without a photo ID, you can't get a photo ID.
So what do you do? How did you solve this problem?
Well, I don't want to give away the whole talk, but basically I had to manipulate the system a little bit. I had to find some ways of getting around some of the barriers to get Bodie one step closer to being able to get his ID. There's a list of items that should you not have this, you can get this. But when someone's been homeless and disconnected for so long, getting a picture of your senior photo from your yearbook when you've basically not really been in the system since you were a child, so there's no senior picture, and finding parents to verify you. And I was able to do it because I have money, I have a car, I don't suffer from any real mental health issues that I'm aware of, and I also am very stubborn. So I could advocate for Bodie. Bodie can't advocate for himself. He wouldn't have made it past step one. He would have been out right when he got to the bottom of the application where it said notary signature required. Please provide photo ID.
So what can people do? If they don't have you, what are these thousands of people, what are their options?
We have to close the gap. You know, I am currently working with a group of really amazing people through the Idaho Transportation Department and the DMV to figure out how to make sure no one ever leaves prison again or any shelter again without a photo ID. And it's being able to overcome the barriers through case managers and social workers so that they're not going to try and navigate that system on their own once they're out on the street. And then that should show a great improvement in recidivism and being able to reattach once you are released from prison. You're not free if you can't do anything. You're basically just stuck.
But you succeeded.
In the end, we did indeed succeed. And it's been a really amazing transformation because he is a human being again. And he can do things again. And he is gainfully employed. He has a driver's license now. He still suffers from, you know, some mental health issues and things like that, but he has a reason to try and get better now, and that's really nice to see.
Interfaith Sanctuary's Jody Peterson will speak at the third annual TEDx Boise at JUMP on Saturday, April 8th.